You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Mga aktivista tungkol sa pagbabago ng klima at refugee ang umabala sa pambansang konferensya ng labor sa Adelaide. Kinuha ng grupo ang entablado sa pagsisimula ng talumpati ng pinuno ng partido Bill Shorten na naglatag ng mga polisa sa mga issue kasama ang pabahay, kapaligiran at superannuation. Mula sa panulat ni Sonja Heidemann, narito ang kabuuan ng ulat sa ating wika. Habang nagsisimulang magtalumpati ang pinuno ng oposisyon Bill Shorten sa pambansang konferensya ng labor sa Adelaide, isang maliit na grupo ng mga aktivista tungkol sa pagbabago ng klima at refugee ang lumusob sa entablado. Nananawagan sila sa labor na patigilin ang minahanang karbon ng Adani sa Queensland at ang pagtatapos ng pagpaproseso ng mga refugee sa Nauru at Manus Island. Hinikayat ang grupo ng pangulo ng partido Wayne Swan na umalis sa entablado.
Okay, we'll call for the escorts. Can I just make this point? We're Australia's oldest political party. We have a proud history of democracy. We all understand the right to protest, but that doesn't involve the right to drown out the leader of the opposition in the most important speech. So could you please leave the stage?
Ilang aktivista ang kinailangang kaladkarin ng mga seguridad samantalang tinatanggap ni Ginoong Shorten ang isang bandilang may nakasulat na Stop Adani mula sa isang protestador.
Friends, I know these people are well-intentioned, but the only people they're helping is the current government of Australia. And I would say to everyone gathered here, that I've waited as opposition leader for the next election for 5 years and 2 months, and if I've got to wait a couple of more minutes, well, I just will.
Sumagot naman sa mga tanong ang tagapagsalita ng Labor sa Tresoreria, Chris Bowen, sa kung paanong nagawang umakyat ang mga aktivista sa entablado. Sinabi niya na pinatatakbo ng partido ang isang bukas na konferensya.
You're all welcome to come to our conference. Now, that means it has the odd thrill and spill. I don't know who those protesters were. I doubt they're members of the Labor Party, but we have an open, transparent process, unlike the Greens and all the Liberals, for that matter.
Pero sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng nagpoprotesta ang Whistleblowers, Activists and Citizens Alliance, Sam Castro, na ito ay naging isang nakakasakit na karanasan.
We got up on stage with a banner that said we'd like the LP to stop playing politics with people's lives and close the camp. We were removed from the stage in the room. And then we left the building of our own volition with AFP police. And then local police showed up and I was basically assaulted and handcuffed and have spent the last 2.5 hours in a jail cell.
Samantalang inabala ng protesta ang konferensya, nagpatuloy ito pagkalipas ng ilang sandali upang pag-usapan ang mga mahalagang polisa. Sinabi ni Ginoong Shorten na ang mga batas tungkol sa kapaligiran sa bansa ay muli nilang isusulat kung mananalo ang partido sa susunod na halalan. Idinagdag niyang ang bagong Environment Act at ang Environment Protection Agency ay nangangalaga sa karagatan, ilog, baybayin, lokal na hayop at kagubatan. Gagawa ang ahensya ng mga pagsusuri at magbibigay ng payo sa ministro ng kapaligiran upang makagawa ng maliwanag na desisyon at magpatupad ng mga kautusan. Pero sinabi naman ang direktor ng Wilderness Society, Peter Owen, na ang polisa sa klima ng labor ay magiging walang kabuluhan kung ang impluwensya ng fossil fuels ay hindi mapipigilan. Sumang-ayon ang tagapagsalita ng Australian Youth Climate Coalition, Kelly Albion.
What we are looking for though is environment laws for 21st century that make sure fossil fuels get left in the ground, like Adani's coal mine up in Queensland, and we won't be settling for anything less.
Sinabi din ng Labor na kung mahahalal, magpapatupad sila ng pinakamalaking programa sa pabahay buhat noong ikalawang digmaang pandaigdig. Ipinahayag ng Pangulo ng Labor Bill Shorten ang 6.6 na bilyong dolyan na plano upang palakihin ang affordable housing sa susunod na 10 taon.
A Labor government will build 250,000 new affordable homes. 250,000 new homes for low-income working families, for key workers like nurses, police, carers and teachers. And for the fastest growing group of Australians at risk of loneliness and homelessness, women over 55, voiceless in the political debate until today.
Sinabi din ng pinuno ng Labor na sa ilalim ng plano, ang mga umuupang may mababang sweldo ay makakatipid ng $72 bawat linggo. Itinagdag naman ni Senador Doug Cameron ng Labor na ang hakbang ay magbibigay sa mga nakakabatang Australiano ng isang pantay na trato sa palengke ng pabahay.
Housing is one of the biggest factors in intergenerational inequality. You only have to ask young people now who are trying to enter the housing market. This will give young people an opportunity to rent at about 20% below the market rate, give them an opportunity to save for a house, to own a house in the future.
Nangako si Ginoong Shorten na gawing bahagi ang superannuation ng National Employment Standards, ang minimum workplace entitlements sa Australia. Ayon kay Claire O'Neill, tagapagsalita ng Financial Services ng Labor, tatargetin nila ang mga among nandaraya sa kanilang mga empleyado.
We are going to make some increases to penalties to dodgy bosses who intentionally underpay their workers' superannuation, and we are going to work much more closely with the Australian Taxation Office to make sure that they are meeting their obligations to these workers who are entitled to that superannuation and entitled to get it back when it's not paid to them.
Sa kabila nito, sinabi ni Punong Ministro Scott Morrison na hindi siya humahanga sa programa ng Labor.
A shortened government will be a rerud of the previous Labor government. I mean, they're doing a rerud on policies I see of failed experiments they ran last time on housing. They're going to roll out the red carpet when it comes to border protection policies again. We've seen that. I mean, they've already made a decision here in this building to change border protection policy.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.